Restoring My Soul. Friday, the 15th of October. The Judgment of God. The proclamation of God's judgment upon the wickedness of mankind was part of the mandate that belonged to John the Baptist. He said to the multitudes who came out to him, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Mankind is held accountable by God for the wickedness that has resulted from the fall, causing pain and destruction both in the natural creation and in the society of human relationships. Through the word of the cross, ministered in the spirit and power of Elijah, a hearer is caused to look on Christ, whom they have pierced as a consequence of their rebellion and sin. Their heart is pierced and laid bare before the eyes of the Lord. The messenger exhorts them not to draw back in unbelief, but to fear God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. A person who resists the Holy Spirit at this point does not receive a fear of God and is unable to believe the word of the messenger. This is because they turn their eyes away from the Lord, drawing back from Him when their heart is pierced by the word and their iniquity is revealed to them. Describing this response, King David wrote, "For there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes when he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit." The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 3 verses 7 to 9, Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, Revelation chapter 1 verse 7, Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 39, and Psalm 36 verses 1 to 3. For further study, Psalm 50.